man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those woods and moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the Western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive.
Here we are, folks.
Country folks can survive.
Thanks for joining us here on Friday, July 6th, 2018. I'm James Kelso. The show is live, as you can tell from the spontaneity and chaos presented to you. I think Paul Fromm's here. Paul, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All righty. And then we've got you out there, folks, in listener land. So if you want to make a contribution tonight, call in at 800-313-9443. And if you have never called in this show, maybe even any show, but give it a whirl. I don't bite, and unless you bite first, then I do bite back. give it a try. This is the Trump phenomenon, and our main mission every 24 hours is to give some sense of what has happened in the most amazing event of our lifetimes, which is the arrival of Donald Trump and the manner in which he has changed absolutely everything. Now, what I'll cover tonight that is from yesterday's transpirings is the astonishing event in Great Falls, Montana. Last night and this morning, I went back and listened and re-listened to that 1 hour and 12 minute peroration, which was an incredible, I mean, I don't know. have I ever heard a better speech? I don't know. I heard him live in Duluth. I heard him live with my kids in Fargo also, the kids there. And those were astounding speeches. It was evident to me this is the greatest speaker I'll ever hear in my lifetime and the greatest I'll ever hear about. And Trump himself mentioned that yesterday in Great Falls, Montana, right smack in the middle of Montana on the Missouri River, in the third largest town in Montana. What are the two larger towns? Is it Billings and Missoula, maybe, or Bozeman? One of those three is the are the top two. And anyway, Trump himself paused, and maybe I can find that live audio for you, where he said, you know, I'm a pretty darn good speaker. He says the media never says Trump's a great speaker. But why are all these people coming to all these events? And the crowd was laughing and roaring. And of course, that's a reason that they're there. This man is the greatest speaker you will ever hear. He is moving, inspirational, hilarious, profound, dramatic. It's everything that, you know, great speaking, maybe, you know, in the heyday of great speaking, he's everything that it once was. I guess he's making making public speaking great again.
Yes. he's a really good orator rather than somebody who just deadpans from a script. You can tell he's really speaking from the heart.
Yes, he is. And let me see if I can find the here it is right here. Here's the rally. 1 hour and 12 minutes. And I'll say this also. Donald Trump, I think, with this speech, really hit his stride. You can see it. You can feel it. I think you can feel him becoming aware, damn, I'm good. And when he reaches that point, he's like all the great champions when they reach that point where it's just they're just gliding through their motions of you know, like Bjorn Borg playing tennis, you know, it's just you know, Jack Nicklaus or Tom Watson stroking the golf ball. It's just a thing of poetry to see what they do. Let's listen just for a moment here. I've got 6 pages of notes. I've got 45 minutes of airtime in which to present an hour and 12 minutes of Donald Trump. So how do you do that? I'm going to just hit a couple of the high points here. And before I go to those, I just want to mention two that we will reach here, two amazing statements he made. At one point, he was asked to apologize. He said, people are telling me I have to apologize for calling Maxine Waters low IQ. He says, well, I'm not going to do that. She is low IQ. In fact, I would say, he says, that she's in the 60s. IQ in the 60s. I couldn't believe that I was hearing that. And that's probably pretty accurate. Then there was another moment where he said, well, people are telling me I should apologize to Elizabeth Warren, U.S. Senator from Massachusetts, who he calls Pocahontas.
Yeah.
Because throughout her career, she has advanced herself in her career by claiming that she's part Indian. So she gets minority preferences.
I'm part Hottentot.
Yeah. So she gets preference for the faculty at Harvard and, you know, and so on, et cetera. And then also she gets, I guess, kind of she gains virtue with the left. Anyway, so Trump did this. This is amazing, Paul. He said, look, here's the deal. I'm not going to apologize to Elizabeth Warren. I will, however, apologize to Pocahontas. and then he says, and to Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, I have this to say. If you run against me in 2020, which she's saying she intends to do,
right.
If you run against me in 2020, and then he says, wait, shh, shh, shh. He says, everybody, they're like, you know, 10,000 people in the arena. Look, this is just between you and me. Don't spread it. Don't let it get outside this room. If she runs against me in the presidential debates, I am going to go buy one of those little kits, one of those ancestry kits, and I'm going to have it on me when we go up on the stage. And I'm going to gently toss I'm going to gently toss it toward her. Very, very carefully, because of the Me Too crowd. I don't want to hurt her in any way.
Right.
But I'm going to gently toss it to her. And I'm going to say, now get this. This is a legal offer, folks. He says, if you take this test, and I have to go back. We'll go listen to it. I don't know whether he says, and if you turn out to be an Indian, or just if you take the test, I will write a check for $1 million to your favorite charity. Wow. What is she going to do with that? How could she not take the test? I'll give $1 million to your favorite charity. So let's listen in now. Let's go to early on in the speech here. It's gem after gem. This is public speaking that is so great, so inspirational. There's never a dull moment. Here he is. I hope. Well, he's coming. He's coming. It's arriving here. If I plug in one more plug, and we'll have some sound. I think. Okay. We're getting closer. Closer. Something missing in my formula here. Nothing's muted. What happened? Well, one more try here. Hang on, folks. Okay, all of that should be working. Okay, what's the missing ingredient here? Come on, Bill Gates. Don't let me down now. Oh, you're kidding. Well, I'm not getting sound right now, folks, and I don't know why. And so what happened to, let me hit refresh. That might do it. Come on, Donald Trump. Come on, computer. I can't see what in the world is not cooperating at this point. Hang on just a second here. Okay, all that looks good. All this looks good. That looks good. Got a new snafu that hasn't occurred heretofore. What am I missing? Well, press F5 on the website. Well, I don't know. Hang on just a second. I'm going to try one more thing here. Let me find this one here.
Party chair.
There it is. We got it. All right. Okay. Here he is. And let's jump forward a little bit because we lost a little time. Here he is talking about he's going to go meet with Vladimir Putin. Well, this is great news. And the, let us go to that. Where he starts his commentary on that. Here he is. Now let's see. Well, somebody has changed something on me here in the in the process here of all of this. Hang on. Well, yeah, okay. Well, we'll get to Here we go. Somebody at Right Side. I've been using the Right Side Broadcasting broadcast. And the...
let's take a caller.
Yeah, let's take a caller. But here's Trump.
We protect...
Here he comes. Ah!
Damn. You saw that clown yesterday on the Statue of Liberty? You see the guys that went up there? I wouldn't have done it. I would have said, let's get some nets and let's wait till she comes down. Just get some nets. Really? You see those guys, the bravery of doing that? What a group. We protect ICE and our Border Patrol and our law enforcement. And our fire department. And our fire department. But we protect our people. John Tester opposed our travel ban to keep America safe. Which, by the way, I'm proud to report that last week, the Supreme Court of the United States just upheld the Trump travel ban. And they gave us the authority to protect our nation, keep our nation safe, to keep us safe. As you know, there's now a vacancy on the Supreme Court. And if you turn in Monday at 9 o'clock, I think you're going to be extremely happy with the selection, right? And they're all great. They're all great. And I want to thank Justice Kennedy for his lifetime of truly distinguished service. And he had confidence in me. He left because he said, you're going to pick somebody great. And so nice. So nice. Great man. A great gentleman. John Tester voted against Neil Gorsuch, the incredible justice who supports fully our Constitution. That's a hard one to vote against, isn't it? Tester.
Now let's jump ahead. I've lost my timings. I had this all set up for you folks. 6 pages of detailed notes. But let me see if I can find my place here. I will jump ahead here. And here we go. Here we go. Resuming.
You know, a lot of people from states where we have these crazy big leads. We had 42 and 44. We won by 44 points over a Democrat.
Yeah. Let me jump ahead again.
Never have to use. And then, of course, we have North Korea, where, do you notice, 8 months. So during the Obama administration, it seemed like a missile a week. I mean, a lot of missiles going up, a lot of rockets going up, a lot of nuclear testing. They thought there was an earthquake the size of something they've never tested before. They said, where is it? Oh, it's in Korea someplace. They said, why don't you check nuclear weapons? It was a nuclear weapon, all right? So since the rhetoric stopped, you know, we had very tough rhetoric. Would you say that was a little tough, right? So remember, they said, he's too tough. He's going to cause a war. It's too tough. Now they say, he's too nice. He's too nice. He's too nice. I got along very well with Chairman Kim. I got along very well. That's a good thing that I got along well. Now, what hasn't happened in 8 months? In 8 months, first of all, we got our prisoners back before I even went, right? And I didn't pay $1.8 billion, by the way, in cash. We didn't pay $1.8, right? We paid slightly less than $1.8. We paid nothing. And yet, it was a very smart deal for North Korea. Good.
Now, I've got my place here in his speech. We're going to go from point to point. So powerful. Stay with us. We got Mark in Oregon and Martin in California. Right after this.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before Vietnam.
We're back, folks. Couple callers hanging on. Mark and Oregon, Martin in California. I want to get to a couple juicy gems here. Let's jump forward just a little bit here. To this magnificent speech in Great Falls yesterday.
Will is very important. But we signed a wonderful paper saying they're going to denuclearize their whole thing. It's going to all happen. But now, you know, you're back. I was back, I think, 6 days. Why hasn't it started? Why? I mean, these guys were... Obama was very close to going to war. You have 30 million people in Seoul. It's 30 miles off the border. And that's a tough border. Thousands of...
So there he is, the peace president. Sincere in his pledge there for peace. And now here's another highlight.
30, 40, 50 million people. You could have had a war like you haven't had in a long time. And guess what you have now? 8 months, no nuclear testing, no missiles, no anything. Mike Pompeo is over there right now. And They say, he, meaning me, these guys, the crooked press, they are so dishonest. They are so dishonest.
Now, he does this throughout the evening, and I'm having to improvise here. Let me just see, how do I do this? Let me jump forward 1 minute. Let me do it. I think I can do this. Pretty tricky here, but here he comes again.
Well, Putin is highly prepared, and Trump, will he be prepared for the meeting? Trust me, we'll do just fine. We'll do just fine. News, bad people.
Crowd is completely with him.
You've heard
fake news, bad people. He does this. He invokes this over and over again throughout the evening.
Will he be prepared? Will he be prepared? And I might even end up having a good relationship, but they're going, will President Trump be prepared? You know, President Putin is KGB and this and that. You know what? Putin's fine. He's fine. We're all fine. We're people. Will I be prepared? Totally prepared. I've been preparing for this stuff my whole life. They don't say that. They don't say that. And you really do. You really. And I'll tell you what. Because I see it. I see the way they write. They're so damn dishonest. And I don't mean all of them. Because some of the finest people I know are journalists. Really. Hard to believe when I say that. I hate to say it, but I have to say. But 75% of those people are downright dishonest. Downright dishonest. They're fake. They're fake.
Now that's totally new, folks. And the whole crowd is roaring, booing. He has got them. He has hit his stride. Now, watch this. A few seconds later, I'm having to jump a little, so bear with me. I'm going to go forward 30 seconds. A little tricky to do this. Listen to him coming back to this theme.
I mean, forget it. 15 anonymous sources have said all sorts of stuff. These are really bad people. But here's the bottom line. We're here. How the hell did we get here? Really? How did we get here? How did we get here? So if you look at John Tester, he signed.
I'm going to jump forward again. Boy. Okay, let me go to this. This is the Maxine Waters one. Let me see if I can find it for you, folks. It's going to be tricky. Here he comes.
But he comes in, and honestly, hate to tell you this, got to go with it. We are doing so well. So many businesses are moving back to this country. So many workers anymore. And by the way, that's something that's unique. You haven't heard that for a long time. Wages are going up, right? But we need people. But who do we insist? A vote for the Democrats in November is a vote to let MS-13 run wild in our communities. To let drugs pour into our cities and to take jobs and benefits away from our hardworking Americans. And we're not letting it happen. Democrats want anarchy. They really do. And they don't know who they're playing with, folks.
Did you hear that? Democrats want anarchy, folks, and they don't know who they're playing with. Very. Paul, this guy is just, he's loose. He's swinging for the fences.
I said it the other day. Yes, she is a low IQ individual, Maxine Waters. I said it the other day. I mean, honestly, she's somewhere in the mid-60s, I believe that. He will be impeached. I will impeach him. Even the Democrats are saying, how are you saying that? They don't want to use that word because it gets...
Okay, there you got it. We got Maxine in the mid-60s, folks. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Mark, and Ken, you're on next.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be.
We're back. And how just a great moment in the speech. This is something none of us have ever experienced. Donald Trump now is talking about Elizabeth Warren, senator, left-wing senator from Massachusetts, who claims to be an Indian, or part Indian. And Donald Trump has made fun of her from the get-go as Pocahontas. It's been a wonderful, wonderful, great line. And here he is doubling down. He's not backing up. He's not going to let anybody shame him into being pusillanimous or groveling. No, he says, now here's what he's going to do with Elizabeth Warren.
I'm going to get one of those little kids, and in the middle of the debate, when she proclaims that she's of Indian heritage because her mother said she has high cheekbones, that's her only evidence, that her mother said she had high cheekbones, we will take that little kid and say, but we have to do it gently. Because we're in the Me Too generation, so we have to be very gentle. And we will very gently take that kid and we will slowly toss it, hoping it doesn't hit her and injure her arm. Even though it only weighs probably 2 ounces. And we will say, I will give you $1 million to your favorite charity, paid for by Trump, if you take the test and it shows you're an Indian, you know. And let's see what she does, right? I have a feeling she will say no. But we'll hold that for the debates. Do me a favor, keep it within this room. Because I don't want to give away any secrets. And the press is very honorable. They won't. Please don't tell her what I just said.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's beautiful. Yeah,
folks, that is a speaker, you know, just that's all extemporaneous. None of that can possibly come off of a teleprompter. He's doing that on the fly, on his feet. I think he's thinking of these ideas. Some of these ideas are occurring to him as he stands there at the podium. It's sheer genius. And it's wonderful to behold, folks, because, you know, you want to know that the general in whose hands your life rests, you know, is a brilliant tactician. You want to know that the president, who is our general, is brilliant. You want to know that he's, and that's a brilliant man that we just heard right there. Let's go to our callers. Let's start with Mark in Oregon. Mark, what's on your mind?
Evening, James. How you doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
Yep. Good evening, Paul. How are you?
Very well, thanks.
Good. You were mentioning Trump's speech making ability, and he really does just speak extemporaneously, if that's the right word. He speaks spontaneously. He looks at the teleprompter for maybe 2% or less of the time that he's at the podium. You can tell if you watch him, at least I can, when he reads something off the teleprompter very quickly, as he especially did in Montana. And then he will go ad-lib for the rest, the great majority of the time. But he'll take some subject matter from the teleprompter and then talk spontaneously about it.
I can see that in his speeches, the technique you're talking about. And you can only do that very knowledgeable, very articulate. I've dealt with who can read a teleprompter, and if the electricity went off, the teleprompter went off, they'd be left saying,
Well, exactly. You have your, Paul, James, you have your standard political image in speech making, which is everything is read. Everything is premeditated. There's not one word that's spoken that's not on the paper. Now, they have to be very careful, of course, because they're really the subversives. They're the enemies that seek to deceive us, in this case, in the area of our leaders. But when it comes to Trump, I notice he's speaking from the heart. He's speaking with good intellectual forte. He's very fluid. He's very sincere. But I did call about two main things here tonight, gentlemen. I think they're important. One, I guess you'd call it good, bad news. I'll give the bad news first, and that's on the face of it. But I think it'll work into good news because of the rejuvenation and the rebirth of this country if we're able to stay on this road that we're on right now, because I think we're winning.
Spit it out, man. What
and
is
I
it?
Think they're doing things to defeat themselves.
Yes.
On the other
what is
side.
It? I'm dying to find out what it is. Just
back
say it.
Back in April, there was an announcement among the people on the Internet who probably the public at large is not aware of their names, but some are, that actually make statements and provide the leadership.
Hang on. Mark,
yes?
Mark, you've got to help me here. You've got a subject, a verb, and an object. What is the bad news? Anything can be said in one sentence.
I'm giving it to you right now.
I know, but you had 5 minutes to tell me about it that you've wasted. Tell me the bad news.
These leaders are calling for July 4th onward as a time frame. to actually have mass demonstrations simultaneously all across the country and to foment violence, if possible, with the aid of Antifa and whatever other subversives actually bring violence to events, possibly. But the protests in themselves could just basically swing things on an energetic level to whatever else is coming up and just show a tremendous amount of unity. It's hard for me
to see all the
aspects of why they're going to do this. They ran the beta test in April. Hang on, Mark.
Okay, yeah. A shorter way of saying what you just said is this. The left is going to go to the streets in June and July.
That's right.
Okay, in July.
I do try to document it a little bit, James.
Yeah, the left is going to go to the streets in July. Hang on. They already have. Yeah. And it's already boomeranged on them.
Yes, they have.
There have been a number of events across the country. Middle America takes one look at these clowns and goes, it recoils, and it's boomeranging on the left. So this is not bad news for us, Mark. This is good news.
Well, when you couple this with the calls for violence, when you couple that with putting people in situations like Maxine Waters called for, go to the politicians who are on the wrong side of life, go to their houses, look what happened to Rand Paul, Steve Scalise. This violence is occurring already. It just hasn't begun to be what they want it to be. And when you put people in a situation where they've surrounded a congressman's house, for instance, what she's calling for,
then you set up a situation for potential violence there. But Mark, you got to be happy, okay?
I'm doing the best I can with reality.
The left is desperate.
All right, so James, you want the good news?
Yes, let's go to the good news.
Okay. The good news is. And Alex Jones was going over these things exhaustively, what I just mentioned to you and what I'm about to mention to you, on his show today. And I'll just make it simple in my statement. I go by Alex. I believe Alex. He's time-tested and proven to have very accurate information.
Get to the point. Get to the point.
Okay, you don't want to hear what I've got to say. But
I do want to hear it. That's why I'm saying cut the other stuff. Go to the point.
I've intrigued you. Okay. It is that Donald Trump and Alex is in touch with high levels of the White House.
Oh, my gosh, please get to the point. I don't want to know who Alex is in touch with. Get to the point.
Right. Okay, his sources are highly credible. Okay, that's what I would say. That Donald Trump will, in the near future, expose who is really behind 9/11. And he knows about it in particular because he's a builder. And he knew on the day that the towers fell, he was on the radio. You may have heard this, James. And he was saying there's no way those towers fell from several planes hitting them. Because he knew how the buildings were constructed. Yeah.
Yes, Mark, we've been saying this on this show. Yes. Now, we've been saying this on this show for a long time with exactly the logic you just used. Okay. Before Alex Jones was saying it, by the way. I love Alex Jones, but Alex couldn't make up his mind. Alex, for the longest time, couldn't make up his mind whether Trump was for real. So he was on the train, off the train, on the Trump train, off the Trump train. He's on the Trump train now.
He's firmly on it for quite a while.
He's firmly on it now, and I love him for it. But let me make this point. We have been saying Donald Trump, for exactly the reason you cited and probably that Alex cited also, Trump's a builder. He knows that World Trade Center 7 cannot possibly have come down spontaneously, falling into its own footprint. And I've stood.
Well, that's the same for the towers.
I've stood at the foot of World Trade Center 7 with a very courageous Alex Jones, bullhorning Larry Silverstein. And Alex, if he's listening, will remember this chant. Oh, Larry. We chanted, "Oh, Larry," for some time with hundreds of us at the foot of the rebuilt World Trade Center 7. Alex has been all over this story, and I agree.
Sure.
I think Donald Trump knows that we have been lied to about 9/11, and this would be one of the most explosive developments in history. If Donald Trump get past all this Mueller crap and this Russiagate crap, and when Donald Trump gets out into the open field with the football, watch him run when he calls for a new special investigation into what happened to World Trade Center 7.
Absolutely.
Wow.
There are enough white hats and intelligence and military on his side to feed him information directly into the Oval Office. He's acquired, I would imagine, a fairly sizable group of people that inform him on occasion. And he knows that he is carrying the football now. He's got the power, and he's headed for the goalpost because they can't stop him. The black hats of the world can't stop him. Now, what happens is you know, he will continue on as he is, and he will succeed as he is going. I really can't think of anything they can do to stop the momentum at this time. You know, but I just always pray that this will succeed. We can have a time of peace, but I really do think, believe that God is doing this at the top. The reason it's happening is for the salvation, the eternal salvation of souls. And it's all a move of God toward that end. But there's so much in between because he makes reality. He weaves total reality, not just the salvation of souls, but that's the most important issue as far as this world is concerned to him. So
Mark, yeah, and Mark,
praying,
Mark, along,
praying is
along,
very important. It's a move of God, so we owe him that, right?
Yes.
I'm not preaching. Yes, sir.
No, that's beautiful, Mark. And I'll
Thank
tell you.
You.
Everything that's, and I apologize for being curt with you earlier, the...
Oh, that's okay. I know you can have your days. I see what you go through. You're like 99.9% plus great to me, James. You've never been rude except maybe a little bit tonight, just maybe. But you make it up when you come back to being who you really are.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, I can imagine the pressure. You got a tremendous output going in your lifetime, and you're just like making, you know, like how many times more than the average person makes of what they have in life as far as pouring yourself into a really large cause, a really worthy cause, and that is you've come out onto the field of battle, which is the ultimate field of battle that we can enter into in this world, and we have no fear because our God is with us, and he hasn't given us a spirit of fear, and you've gone out there and gone over the line to the point where, yeah, you could be in danger before the average Joe would be in danger, even if they, you know, listen to your shows and everything,
well,
because they
well,
know
Mark,
you'll step out. You've got a righteous indignation and anger, and that you'll step out, and that you're basically a very righteous man. So, and same
Mark,
goes for Alex Jones and Paul, and you know, just all the people that go public. You know, it's the last thing they want to hear is, you know, about their defeat and how to defeat them and pointing out their sins and their
Mark,
evils
also,
that they try to keep
concealed. You're so kind and you're so generous. But the man,
well, you're
the
so
man
humble,
who's
but
really,
you really are worth that compliment.
But well, thank you.
Know.
But
sure.
You know, Donald Trump, you know, Donald Trump is the man with the guts. Donald Trump is at such risk. There is such danger to him. And the, you know, he's going to these rallies. He's staging these rallies. It's an unbelievable
right.
thing that he's going out. And when you go to these rallies, folks, you the first one you have a chance to go to, even if it's 300 miles away, go. Because you're right there with the president. It's not like you're, you know, you're in the Rose Bowl or the Coliseum and the president 500 yards away. You're right there with the president. And you're right there with 10,000, 20,000 other patriots just like you, shoulder to shoulder. It's an unbelievable thing that he does this.
It's a uniform energy. It's the same. Everybody's having the same energy experience, basically. And it gets reverberated back and forth.
You're in the presence of 10,000 souls who are just like you, who are feeling just what you're feeling, and we're all synced together. And you'll feel it when you're in that room. You know, you'll feel it coming from the person in front of you, behind you, to either side of you, and you'll feel the bond between all of you and Donald Trump, who's, you're right, Mark, he's doing this by inspiration.
If you can get a word to the president, and we have Keep America Great Again, and then at the proper time in the future, we'll have Keep America Great Again, but now it can be Make America Great Again. The thing is you could have rallies around that, just that right there, because that's what a Donald Trump rally is. And he could go to extremely large public venues outdoor where you just see how many people would come all together, and it'd probably be, you know, 50,000, 60,000 people or more at a time. And he's the president, and all that would be reported on. And I'm just talking about the replacement of the evil, basically give the evil no room or place to actually be effective in coming out in public and having demonstrations. You know, they haven't really done any demonstrations, you know, on a very large scale. There were 1,000 Antifa at this recent Portland rally a few days ago, the 4th of July rally, I think it was. There were 1,000 Antifa and 200 people who were there, Christian people, who came to have a prayer vigil right there in a public area in Portland. And these Antifa came in and they started, but I don't know what the outcome was, but they got fought back against because you got a group called I'm trying to remember the name of it.
Here's the good news. It isn't going to, and we don't want to go. to street fighting.
To a civil
because
war.
The president of the United States, the commander-in-chief, the chief law enforcement officer of of our nation, he is
I believe that.
Our guy. He's our guy.
He's on top,
so
he's
all
on
those
top
police,
of it. By now, I've seen enough of what he's done, James, to know that
we don't
even
need,
if we don't know directly he's on top of it, he's on top of it. If it has to do with
there are 1 million, I assure you, there are one. Rudy Giuliani has addressed this. He said, I see cops all the time. I'm surrounded by cops all the time. I am a cop, basically. And he said, I haven't met a cop yet who doesn't support Donald Trump. So there are a million cops, roughly. There are a million cops in America, and they're on your side, Mark.
As well as the military. As well as a lot of the police, and it's getting better with the police all the
time.
You're
not going to have to fight in the streets. You've got an army and
you're
a police
right.
force that are quite happy to do that for you. We'll be right back, folks.
We got a commander-in-chief who's for the people, and he's warm enough to know all about these things that are going on in minute detail
day
to day.
Bless you, brother. Bless you, brother, and thanks for all your comments. We'll be right back with Martin.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. If I don't want no handout living and don't want a part of anything they're giving, I'm proud
and white. I've got a song to sing. Well, we're back, folks.
Well, I've said a few things and
thank you to Mark in Oregon. We're going to go to Martin in California. We got to go through it fast because my fault. We're down to our last segment. Martin in California, what's on your mind?
Greetings, Paul and Jamie. I'll get right to the point here. I was reading Scott Adams' blog. He's an admirer of President Trump. Are you familiar with Scott Adams, creator of Dilbert?
What? Give us the gem that you located. What is the idea?
Okay, he posted on his blog a Trump video message to Kim Jong-un, I guess, of North Korea. A Hollywood-style movie trailer, and it's flown under the radar. I never saw it. It was produced June 12th.
Yes. What you referring to, Martin? Yeah, the mass media covered this up. What Donald Trump did, he did a beautiful, he made a little mini movie, which he,
in
Korean and in English, two versions, he took it with him to Singapore, and he showed it to Kim Jong-un, and it was unbelievable. It's a great, beautiful piece of salesmanship in which he
basically is a persuasion expert. And let me tell
pitch,
you,
the pitch is this. Hang on, let me get to
reaction.
Yeah, the pitch is this. Kim Jong-un, you've got a chance to be a great man in history. You can change the future of your people. You have this moment, a chance to be this great comes
okay.
Once
I might
in a
have
lifetime.
Missed it. Did you cover it on your show already?
Well, not enough. And so, folks, it was
he's a millionaire creator of Dilbert. He's a big Trump fan. And if you ever want to hear somebody's analysis of how Trump is a master of persuasion and a genius, read his blog, Scott Adams' blog.
Scott Adams, the
creator of Dilbert, right? He's also written a book on persuasion, and he's considered a persuasion expert. So he says his first reaction, it might be the best thing anybody ever did in a negotiation, period. It might be in the history of the world the best thing ever done. It is so good. It hits every note perfectly, talking about how this will persuade Kim to come to
the
table.
I'm going
to
look that up. Martin, that is very interesting. Considering the source.
This guy is a millionaire. I mean, he has a lot of people follow him, and he started following Trump when Trump did that first debate with. His retort and to Megyn Kelly, following him ever since him because he saw the genius.
Martin, that one of the great communicators in the world. Scott Adams considers Donald Trump to be a genius of huge historical size in the field of communication. Well, thank you very much. I apologize for the miscues tonight. Martin, thank you. Ken, we didn't get to you, but we'll give everybody who didn't get on a rain check and see you all. Not tomorrow night. We'll take Saturday off. Sunday, we'll be on from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern time. And see you all then. Thanks, everybody.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner.
Center. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.